This is GQDN for Tuesday, January 22nd, 21st, I'm sorry, 2025. I'm leaving that in. I don't care. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Do it. The yummy stuff. Yummy, 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 yummy stuff. Yeah, yeah. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. What to talk about this week? Lots of things to decide. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news, some Xbox news, and what's the console news without Nintendo, right? But we begin with, well, hey, Nintendo. Because they're joining Fuji TV commercial in a boycott. According to NintendoLife.com, Nintendo is pulling commercials from a Japanese station called Fuji Television, Fuji TV, because of a sex scandal. Now, that was reported by Nikki. It's an article that was translated thanks to automation. And there was a court settlement there last December for 90 million yen, which is about $570,000. And that did allege Masahiro Nakai, one of the station's hosts, did assault a woman back in 2023 at a company-arranged dinner. Now, because of that, Nintendo joined 50 companies in boycotting the channel. That would also include Nissan and Toyota. And the companies did start pulling ads through a press conference from Fuji TV. But the president of Fuji TV did nothing about it. All he did was acknowledge that the company knew about the incident over 6 months, but they did not disclose on what happened. And Fuji TV has hired some external lawyers to investigate the scandal. Now, we go to NintendoEverything.com because they were talking about the Nintendo Switch 2, and Nakon, did expect the Nintendo Switch 2 to launch between April and September. Now, there's no release date for Switch 2 just yet. That may happen April 2nd. But Nakon does have some expectations on when that will be released. And the company did say that it will launch during the first half of the 2025-2026 fiscal year, which will be between April and September. Well, that's not the only thing that Nakon was doing about Nintendo Switch 2. The company did mention that it already has been compatible games for the full range of accessories, and Nakon's going to provide them with that. So Nintendo Everything did take a look at the accessories that Nakon has, and that looks like the pouches, the wheels, and a Joy-Con grip, but that is what they're expecting, April to September. Now we go to Polygon because a game just came back. And they said that Marvel Snap is back online in the US. But the developer is looking for a new publisher. Now Marvel Snap is published by the Chinese game company Nuverse, which is a subsidiary of the TikTok owner ByteDance. And because ByteDance is one of the companies that was under the law that was passed, that is why Snap went offline and was removed from the app stores. So, since Marvel Snap is back, they posted a quote in their Discord. Ooh, Marvel Snap is back online in the US, but to make sure this never happens again, we're working to bring more services in-house and partner with a new publisher. This is the start of a new era for Marvel Snap. We know this probably leaves you with even more questions than answers. We appreciate your patience. But in the meantime, enjoy playing Marvel Snap. We'll continue to update with more information as soon as possible. That's what happened. And we got some games leaving too. This is the Microsoft side, the Xbox side. According to IGN, they're not leaving, they're coming. My bad, these games are going to be here. Once again, I'm leaving that in. All mistakes, don't kick it out. Well, lesser sounds, but anyway. On January 21st, today, Lonely Mountain Snow Riders will be coming to your Xbox. Tomorrow will be Flock, that'll be going to the consoles. Gigantic Rampage Edition, Kunitsu Gemi, Path of the Goddess, Magical DLC. On the 28th will be Eternal Strands, Orcs Must Die, Death Trap. On the 29th, shady part of me. On January 30th, Sniper Elite Resistance. And on the 31st, Citizen Sleeper 2, Stuart Victor. And February 4th, We Far Cry New Dawn. I do recommend that one. That one's good. So go check that out. But I did say the game's leaving. So if you want to get them, we get them before they're gone. A new card, Broforce Forever, Darkest Dungeon, Death Store, Marquette, Serious Slam, Siberian Mayhem. Oh, they're coming out with a new controller too. According to purexbox.com, this one's going to be all red. Pretty much all red. And this controller for Xbox will be called the Pulse Cipher Special Edition. And right now it's $75 on the Xbox Store. So if you want something that's all red, the official release date is February 4th. So if your partner like a red stuff controllers and has an Xbox, it might go for Ohio State. Just saying. Okay, enough of that. I had to say it. I'm sorry. But there are some games leaving PlayStation this month. And that's because there are some games coming into PlayStation, but some of them are leaving. So, if you want them to stay, you can buy them. They are called the Outer Worlds Spacer's Choice Edition, Tales of Arise, Tales of Zestria, Tales of Symphonia Remastered, Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition, Outriders, Scarlet Nexus, Bulletstorm Full Clip Edition. If you have them, and you only have them through your PlayStation subscription, you will lose access to the titles on February 18th. So just under a month from now. Just under. So go get them. Oh, if you happen to have God of Ragnarok, and you have PlayStation Plus, you're getting a free DLC. And you have to have PlayStation Plus Extra. You know it. It's called Valhalla. You'll enjoy it. I'm sure. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Thank you.